Well, Nancy, last week we talked about my food saver vacuum packer. Isn't that amazing? And so why don't we keep on in that vein and talk about putting up our own food, the various ways to do that?
Yeah, certainly this is the time of year for it. And if anyone had seen my blog, they'll note that I actually did, for the second year in a row, a wonderful canning day, tomato day, at my friend Jody's house, where we put 200 quarts of tomato sauce up, or tomato puree. Of course, we had the help of a lot of people in the quilting bee style, and also this wonderful tomato pressing machine. You know, in a lot of ways, you and I love to do things like bake bread and make pasta or can or go to your food saver or whatever. What was that noise again? Okay. Yeah. But this is something that I'm seeing a lot of restaurateurs doing too. Everybody's got the local seasonal thing going on. It's been going on for years. And now they're taking it one step farther and putting their cans of preserves and their wonderful things up for us to view. These are the things we're eating and they're serving. You know, it's no longer coming from some giant corporate entity. Renee Erickson, who owns the Boat Street Cafe, has these wonderful preserves that she serves with her pâtés. She has just started canning this stuff for retail. So I was so impressed with what she had. I got some taste of her figs, and she does prunes and pickled onions and raisins. And she sells these for a pretty penny. But you know what? I can make that at home, and so can you, and it's not that hard.
We always think that the people that do this fell from space or are privy to some closely guarded secret that only they know, and that ordinary humans can't do this. But of course, we can. You know, it's not a big deal.
Or at the very least, they spent a bunch of money to go off to some fancy cooking school to learn how to do this.
Yeah.
But the truth is, maybe not my grandparents, but I bet your grandparents did it. Was that an ageist kind of a statement for me to make?
I don't care.
Yeah. But
look at these spats.
But I think that we're turning back that way. The more we learn about the frightening things that may be going into our imported goods or the things that we're buying at the store, everything from lettuce to spinach to, you know, some organic juice, hey, we can grow that in our backyard and we can squeeze the juice ourselves and we can without killing ourselves. And there are people in the restaurant business like Bruce Naftali at Le Gourmand. For well over 20 years, this guy's been growing his own and making his own poppy seeds for his own crackers. And I love that. It's this sort of confluence of events now, perhaps helped along by the local farmers movement. As I see it, we're all doing a little better job of growing our own, making our own. And I don't think it's something that's rarefied, and it's something that you have to be wealthy or, Lord knows, even have a lot of time to do. Because when you look back over generations, people were washing their own clothes by hand as well as doing all this canning. We have machines now like Cuisinarts to help us along, or food savers. What was that noise again? So I'm looking forward to getting to learn a little bit more about this every year. Next up, making my own cheese.
Okay, well, we'll be standing by for a full report on that. Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog is All You Can Eat. You'll find it at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. Check out kplu.org for authentic recipes from area restaurants. I'm Dick Stein.